the four F's of Easter. The first is forgiveness. Jesus' resurrection means that the impossible happened. Jesus dies on the cross because of the sins of the people. The relationship between God and his people was so broken that God had to do something huge to mend the gap between the way he wanted his people to live and the way they were living. And he did this first through forgiving them. One way the Bible describes how the people had wandered away from God was to say that they were slaves to sin. In your paper bag, which most of you got when you came in this morning, and I'm sorry we ran out, but maybe some of those that are sitting next to somebody that doesn't have a bag will maybe let them have a peek in yours instead. But one of the things that's in your bag, if you want to open it and have a look, is a small nail. That's a lovely sound. Bustle, bustle, bustle. That's brilliant. There's a few different things in there, but you're looking just a moment just for the small nail. And the small nail's a reminder that to us all that Jesus was nailed to the cross for us and for our sins. But the good news of Easter, of course, is that we are forgiven and that Jesus went to the cross so that we could be forgiven. The second F of Easter is friends. Jesus' resurrection meant that the impossible happened. And another seemingly impossible thing is that we, despite all the bad things we can do, are still friends with Jesus. So if you've emptied your little bag, you'll also find a little sticker in there with a happy, smiley face. And I invite you, if you want to put on your little sticker. I'll get mine out and I'll stick my little sticker on. Just to remind us all that we are actually all friends in this place, but we're also friends with Jesus. So anyway. Our third F of Easter is follow. Jesus' resurrection means that the impossible happened. And because of that, people all over the world put their trust in God. There are millions of people all over the world celebrating today. Isn't that just fantastic? And can I just say, it's fantastic to look out in an almost full church. People celebrating, all celebrating the risen Christ. One of Jesus' commands was that we should share his story and tell others about him, so that more people might follow him and live by his teaching. Being a follower of Jesus is exciting. And we learn so much about ourselves when we become a follower of Christ. And even better, the world becomes a better place when we follow his teaching. In your party bag, you should have found a party blower or a gazoo. You can take it out if you like and give it a wee test. Just test that it's working. Because you're going to... Oh, it's working. Okay, they're working. They're working. You're going to need them later on. Okay, so just needed to test that they were working. So I suppose that's another F, isn't it? Fun. Our final F of the four F's of Easter is the fantastic hope that we have. Jesus' resurrection meant that the impossible happened. It means that death is not the end. It wasn't for Jesus and it isn't for us either. We have the promise of life beyond this life. A life with God with no more dying, suffering or death, pain. So also in your bag is a tiny little seed, a sunflower seed. Seeds look dead, don't they? It's a tiny little dried seed. But when you plant a seed in soil and you water it and you look after it, new life happens. And that's the hope of new life that we have when we look at our cross today, festooned in daffodils, that there is life after this life. So here's a little challenge for you. The challenge is to take your seed home, and at the appropriate time, I'm not a gardener, so I can't tell you when that is to plant your seed, to water it, to tend it, and to look after it. And if you're successful, and in the summer you end up with a beautiful sunflower, please take a photograph of it and let me see the photographs. Would you do that? And we can maybe on our Facebook page fill it up in the summertime with photos of sunflowers. And maybe a wee challenge for the Monday gang is maybe to maybe find a space outside the church to plant up there sunflowers. I have some extra seeds if anybody would like some. Just have to ask. But wouldn't it be fantastic later on this year to know that something we planted, something we took home from church on Easter Sunday, takes on a whole new life. Now, you'll have found something else in your bag that I haven't mentioned yet. And that's a tiny wee Easter egg. That's for you to have on the way home. It's a wee treat, a wee treat. So there we have it. We have the four F's of Easter. We have forgiveness, friends, we follow Christ, and we have the fantastic hope that Easter offers us all. Now, does anybody here like cream eggs? If you like cream eggs, do you want to come out the front? Because I've got some. Who would like a cream egg? Would you like a cream egg? Now, we're going to have a little bit of a challenge with the cream egg in that what I would like to work out is the record for how quickly, how fast it takes to eat a cream egg. Is anybody up for that? Would you like to have a go at that? Right. Those of you who are willing to have a go at the challenge, come and stand here. Right, okay. Oh, now we're all going for it. I think I've got enough. Right. Now, don't open it yet, because we're going to do a bit of a ready, steady go. Okay, would you want one as well? There we go. There we go. I think I've got enough. Would Mummy like one as well? There we go. Right, I've got two left, and I'm thinking maybe two grown-ups might like to come and have a go. Anybody like a cream egg? Ian, come on down. Would anybody else like to have a go? Right, okay. Go. One left. Anybody? Okay, I'll have it then. Right. Okay. You come in, you can have that one. Right. He's maybe a little small for a cream egg. Right, you have that one. Okay, right. All right. Wait a minute. 30 seconds. I think. Of it that fast. Right. Okay, I need somebody that's got a stopwatch or can time this. That seems like a job for somebody with a mobile phone. Excellent. Right, so I'm going to say ready, steady, go. You're then going to open your cream egg and you're then going to see just how fast you can eat your cream egg. Okay, and what we're trying to do is set a cult's record for this. Okay? Oh. Okay, right, you can have the real one then. Are you allergic to chocolate? Oh, there you go. So, all right. Right, are you ready? Are you ready? Ready, steady, go. Talk amongst yourselves. bubble? I've got to. Right, put your hand up when you're finished, but we will be checking. Hand up when you're finished. Oh, right, let me see, let me check. Oh, it's all gone, all gone. Right, who's... Oh, that was 37.85 seconds. Can somebody just take a note of that so I don't forget, because we'll maybe have to do it again next year, just to check. And who's going to be second? Who's second? And we're almost there. Oh, are you second? Oh, no, we're still chewing. We're still chewing. Ian, have you still got in there? Uh-huh. Let's see who's going to say. Almost there. You're allowed to be second. That's okay. Are you there, Ian? You're struggling. Oh, yeah, Ian. Oh, well done to Ian for coming second. Right. Thank you very much. Well, you probably don't want to eat this right now. I do have a wee prize for the first adult. And a wee prize for the first child. Congratulations. Give them all a round of applause again. Well done. Well done. Do you all want to go and take your seats again? Right, so it's 37.85 seconds. That's the current record. Oh, somebody's left their little bag. Who's left their bag behind? Did somebody leave their bag behind? Is that your one? There you go. You take it with you. Right, we're going to sing a little song that I'm actually going to teach you, and there's no backing music for this. But a few of us met for worship this morning at 7:30 and then had our breakfast, and I taught the little group that were there the song. So there's some of you here know this one already. So I'm going to teach it, and then we're going to have a little bit of fun with it. Oh, sorry. I'm cooking myself. So it's a little song, and it's not got very many words. I'll sing it through, and then I'll get you to kind of respond as the second time now. So it goes, Alleluia, 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 praise ye the Lord. Alleluia, 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 praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, Alleluia, praise ye the Lord. Alleluia, praise ye the Lord, Alleluia, praise ye the Lord. Well, you're good. You're good. Right. So the little bit of fun we're going to have with this, we're going to have a little bit of a competition. There's a nice little aisle down the middle of the church that splits us nicely into two halves. So I want this half to do is to be singing the Alleluias, and this half you're going to go do the Praise Ye the Lords. Now that sounds fairly simple, except what I'd quite like you to do, if you're able, is to stand up when you sing your line. If you're not able, maybe stick your hands in the air. Okay? So this lot here, you're on the Alleluias, so you could be standing up ready. Do you want to stand up or stick your hands in the air if you don't want to stand? And then you lot over here, when it comes to the Praise Ye the Lord, you have to stand up. But when they're praising the Lord, you're sitting down. Okay? So we'll give it a trial. And then we'll go for a deal. So we'll start over here, and I'll sing both lines to help keep you right. So over here, we're going to go, Alleluia, 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 Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia.
Praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia.
Praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia.
Praise ye the Lord. Yourselves a round of applause. Fantastic. Right, now, this time we're going to sing it again, but you are on the Alleluias and you are on the Praise Ye the Lords. And we'll just see which side was paying attention. Brilliant. Which side was paying attention the most. Okay, so you maybe want to get yourselves ready by, on your feet. So you're on the Alleluias, and remember, praise ye the Lord. There's a little twisty bit in the middle when there's a temptation to sit down because you think you've sung your line. But just wait, wait, that's the clue. Okay, right, over here. Alleluia, 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 praise ye the Lord. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.